This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With recent shootings in Atlanta, Georgia, and Boulder, Colorado, some politicians want to infringe on the Second Amendment. Louisiana Senator Republican John Kennedy says you don't stop drunk drivers by taking all the sober drivers off the road. The senator continues on Fox News.
In my judgment, we do not need more gun control. We need more idiot control.
Two accused leaders of the Proud Boys militia group on Tuesday pleaded not guilty to multiple criminal charges related to their alleged role in the occupation of the U.S. Capitol. At a federal court hearing in Washington, D.C., Ethan Norden of Washington State and Joseph Biggs of Florida both pleaded not guilty to riot-related charges. Conservative Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed victory following Israel's fourth election in less than 2 years. Projections based on exit polls from Israel's three leading broadcasters, which could change, all show Netanyahu winning. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Gun control is front and center again. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
On a day after a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, a GOP-backed bill to reduce gun crimes has been filed. It's being pushed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who says we need to take a look at a targeted approach toward combating violent crime.
Targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease to stop them from getting firearms.
Problems at the Guatemala airport. Dan Naraki reports.
The airport in the capital city of Guatemala has been temporarily closed because of falling volcanic ash. The Pacaya volcano, about 30 miles away from Guatemala City's La Aurora International Airport, has been active in recent weeks. Unfavorable wind conditions Tuesday sent ash towards the airport, covering buildings, planes, and runways. Civil aviation authorities say they're working on cleanup and hope to resume normal operations at the airport as soon as possible, but aren't sure when it will be able to reopen.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With Colorado already having some of the toughest gun laws in the nation, politicians want more in light of Monday's Boulder, Colorado rampage that killed 10 people by suspected gunman, 21-year-old Ahmaud Alyssa. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden is calling on Congress to take action following the mass shooting Monday at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store that killed 10 people. Speaking from the White House, the president urged the Senate to pass a pair of House-passed bills to address the nation's background check system.
The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House-passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system. These are bills that receive votes of both Republicans and Democrats in the House.
In his remarks, the president also called for a renewal of the ban on assault rifles and a ban on high-capacity magazines. Senator Ted Cruz says those are always the solutions that Democrats push after a mass shooting. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that those measures don't work, and he laid out ideas that he says will stop the next tragedy.
The way to do it, what works, is you target the bad guys. You go after violent criminals, you go after felons, you go after fugitives, you go after those with serious mental illness, you stop them from getting guns, and when they try to illegally buy a firearm, you lock them up.
Speaking to the Denver Post, a former classmate, Dayton Marvel, said Alyssa was kind of scary to be around and that he had once made threats against people during a wrestling match. For the first time in 50 years, NASCAR Cup Series will have a dirt race Sunday at Bristol Motor Speedway, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Trust you're enjoying your day as we enter into the fifth week of Lent and draw closer to, hey, look at every rhyme and reason and what it's all about. The one that we live and breathe and move in, it is a redemptive plan that comes into fulfillment. And all this right now that we've been going through is kind of a dress rehearsal. This is in preparation of the ultimate real deal, and that is the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, once and for all. So some are asking, and it's interesting at this time, and maybe because of where we are culturally and with all the chaos that's happening, you know, they wonder, they go, well, was the cross really necessary? You know, what does the Bible say about Easter? Well, Jim Dennison, the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster, is with us right now to dive deep in this heavy topic. I mean, because, Jim, this can be a really, and it should be a heavy topic, shouldn't it?
Absolutely, Bill. I'm so glad we're talking about this. Yes. I'm convinced myself, after nearly 40 years as a pastor, nearly 50 years as a Christian, that one of the great challenges we face in our culture is that a lot of us are more committed to Christianity than to Christ. We think that by spending time with Christians, we're spending time with Christ. We don't understand that the risen Jesus is just as alive, just as real, just as willing to be in our lives right now as if we were meeting him on that first Easter Sunday. And a lot of the reason we maybe miss that is we don't know why he did what he did. So we're not as grateful for what he did and not as willing to enter into relationship with him as we should be.
Yeah, and the thing is when you break it down and you go back to the beginning, back to the Garden of Eden, where it was perfect, Jim, where God had set things in order. There was the first man, the first woman, his plan of purpose for his creation humming along. And the future was extremely bright until evil entered on the scene. And God being who God is, who never gives up on us. And that's the other thing, too, is the big takeaway here, is that people should understand that God never, 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 never gives up on us. And to the degree that he would send his only begotten son of all people. And you and I have talked about this before, Jim. I mean, in our own humanity, how many of us would offer up our son for a bunch of knuckleheads, a bunch of people that sin could care less? How many would do that? But an almighty, loving, and powerful God would, right? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's exactly the point. That's what makes Christianity unique, you know? Mm-hmm. I love one of my favorite Christmas cards, Bill. Pictures on the front, all of these emperors. There's Genghis Khan, there's Hitler, Napoleon, all that. The caption says, history is filled with men who would be God. You open, it's a picture of Jesus in the manger, and the caption says, only one God who would be man. Even in the Garden of Eden, God comes pursuing Adam and Eve. And then at the cross, God pursues us. We can't get to God, so God comes to us. Yeah. So much he loves us. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, three times, the Father said no to the Son so he could say yes to us. Never wonder if God loves you. Every time you do, go to the Garden of Gethsemane and realize again how much your Father loves you.
And, you know, I love what Jesus said when he talked about the lifting up of the cross, how that would... It's like a magnet. It would draw men unto himself. I mean, can you imagine, after our Lord was so ruthlessly beat up beyond recognition, and it's a wonder, Jim, that he didn't bleed out just from the scourging that took place, but he goes through all this, the cross is lifted up, and for some people it was absolutely horrific. You know, they could not even bear to look upon our Lord because he was so beaten. But yet there was that drawing there, you know, for those that kind of got it. Even the one centurion who was there, he had to admit, he goes, wow, no, this is the Son of God, right? Because it was so powerful.
That's the balance of the cross and grace, isn't it? Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, was rated R, and part of the reason it wasn't rated X is because Mel Gibson chose to make the crucifixion scene and the scourging less realistic than it really was. It might be the most realistic film portrayal I've ever seen, but even that was not as horrific as it truly was. And for people to see what Jesus went through for us, that's the gift of grace.
Yeah, don't tell Jim Caviezel it wasn't realistic. He did happen to get scourged a bit, you know, through the body armor. He tells this story. I had a chance to talk to him a little bit about the experience. And he said, oh, yeah, he says, you know, the guys missed the mark and they, you know, got me in the side. And he says, that alone, Bill, that was just one. That alone just stiffened me. It was just so painful. It was unbelievable. The other thing that he experienced, which was quite humorous, was, you know, he's on the cross and Mel Gibson says, okay, time to take a break. Well, everybody takes off and they go have lunch. Jim's left on. Nobody takes him down. He's up there on the cross going, hello, hey, Jesus on the cross here. Can somebody come and get him?
I had not heard that story. One of my favorite stories about the whole movie is the fist holding the nail. That's driven into the flesh of the Caviezel of Jesus was Mel Gibson.
Oh, I
wanted
not...
to make the point.
Oh,
I crucified him. We all crucified him. That's where he appears in the film. That's his fist.
His cameo.
The nail, just like it's my fist holding the nail.
Yeah, it. Everything about that movie was so powerful. Mm-hmm. And as you say, the scourging that went on. I don't know. It was 20 minutes or so in the movie.
Yeah.
And you say, well, that kept it, even at 20 minutes, as horrific as that was, that minimized the rating so that it could be an R and not an X rating. Boy, I'll tell you, this was so brutal. And the thing that it brought to point was just how brutal the Romans were. I mean, they were like 10-degree black belt experts when it came to suffering and executions, right?
Absolutely. They perfected crucifixion. The Persians invented it. They perfected it. And the whole purpose of this was to show the world, this is what happens if you mess with us. Yeah. If you don't do what we say, this is the public example of what we will do. So they made it so horrific that nearly every nation on earth has outlawed crucifixion. Medical doctors have proven that it's the most horrific, tortured form of death ever devised. And that's what Jesus chose to do for us. He could have been beheaded as a Roman citizen like Paul, could have been stoned to death like Stephen. He chose for the prophecies to reveal and for him to go to the cross so we could suffer in the most horrific fashion to show us the depth of God's love for us.
Without a doubt. And Jim, and crucifixion wasn't something that was, like you said, was immediate. I mean, this was... beyond pain that went on for hours. In fact, in some cases, it would, you know, maybe even go on for days. And this is why Pontius Pilate was so surprised when they came and asked for his body. And he had to double check. He said, you sure he's dead already?
Exactly right. We can talk about the absolute horrors of this and the various ways in which crucifixion was done. All of them were horrific beyond words.
Well, again, it points to the love of God that surpasses all things within the capacity of our humanity, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to let you think about it as we go to break, and we'll be back with more from Dr. Jim Dennison, the co-founder visionary of the Dennison Forum, right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
As we get closer to Easter Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, there's lots to ponder. And my prayer for you is that you would take the time, and really, this is really a blessed time. You know, Dr. Jim Dennison, you know, when God was very prescriptive with the children of Israel when they were out in the desert, how God would be worshipped, there were certain particular ceremonies that he instituted to help, you know, to help them, to remind us that we need to remember. I think it's something like 250 times or so the Bible tells us to not forget but to remember, because we are a forgetful people. And the children of Israel, you know, when you read about them being out in the desert, you go, wait a minute, these are the same people that got delivered from Egypt, that saw the 10 plagues, that saw, you know, their oppressors, you know, give them gold and give them clothing as they, you know, exited Egypt. They're out there in the desert where there's no water. Suddenly there's water. There's no food. There's food. There's manna from heaven. I mean, one miracle after another, but yet they were so forgetful. And you think not so arrogantly, but as a fellow humanoid, that's me. I mean, we can forget so easily if we disrespect these institutions and these traditions that God has given us.
That's so true. You think about that, the history of it, when they're crossing the Jordan River, they went back and got stones to make a memorial to remember. And you're reading that thinking, how could you ever forget a miracle like that? But we forget the greatest miracle of all, don't we?
Yes.
We take for granted what Jesus did. It's almost like we have our fire insurance and now we don't have to worry about going to hell. And so we think that we've kind of checked the God box. We separate Sunday and Monday, religion, real world, spiritual, secular. And we miss the life-changing experience of meeting with a risen Jesus today.
Yes.
He died for you. He rose for you. He will come back for you. When we understand that, we understand the essence of Christianity.
Yeah, and we short circuit the blessing by thinking we can bifurcate, you know, Sunday from Monday, the Sabbath from another day. No doubt the Sabbath God had set aside as a blessing to us, as a reminder. But after everything is all said and done, Jim, it's about lifestyle. This isn't about a religion or just some basic belief. This is about a lifestyle. And, you know, and that's been the challenge, truthfully, for me, is to embrace it and apprehend it in such a way that it is a representative in everything that I do, how I think, this radio show, interviews, questions I ask. That is my goal. And I lay it out there, and I know maybe some of the listeners say, well, you know, yeah, I think you fall short. Well, I do. I do fall short, and this is why I'm thankful for the grace of God. And we're reminded again just how much grace, especially as we come into Easter.
That's exactly right. It's the transactional religion of the Greeks and Romans where you place a sacrifice on the altars of the gods of lesser crops. No one wanted a personal relationship with the gods of Mount Olympus, those kind of capricious, mean gods up there. Well, that's our culture. Our culture doesn't mind if you have a private Sunday religion. Just don't make it a public relationship on Monday, right? Don't take
right.
it to work. Don't take it to school. Don't speak publicly about your faith. That's our Greco-Roman culture. That's not Christianity that says I'm crucified with Christ. Well, you crucified everything, not just Sunday, right? Not just
exactly.
part of you. Your whole body a living sacrifice. So the challenge I sometimes make as a pastor is imagine you had a marriage in which you only spend as much time with your spouse as you spend at church. That's the relationship some of us have with God and wonder why it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's not what it was intended to be. It's this transformational, holistic relationship is what Jesus died to give us.
Exactly. And Jim, especially going into this Easter season that we're in, the fifth week of Lent, of course, we'll have Palm Sunday this Sunday. You know, as we were talking about before, about God, how exacting he is. Jesus showed up in Jerusalem, and Palm Sunday had to happen on Palm Sunday, because this is what God said, and this is how it was going to be. This is how the prophets had prophesied that it would be, and to the exact date and time, Jesus is on that donkey heading into Jerusalem, being praised, and the palm branches are on the ground.
All of it fulfilling prophecy, even the animal that he rode out of Zechariah, the way in which it happened, the fact they shouted Hosanna on Sunday, crucify on Friday. Well, Bill, I'm in that same crowd. It's easy for me to shout Hosanna on Sunday and crucify on Friday. I have to understand that anything they did, I could do. Human nature doesn't
exactly.
change. The good news is that grace doesn't change and that grace is available to us all.
And that, as I said, God never gives up on us. And he knew that this was going to be the way it was going to break down, and his heart was going to be broken. You know, Jesus was going to be horrifically, horrifically crucified. And as you touched on earlier, you know, the Romans, boy, I'll tell you, Do you imagine the depth of their of the evil that they had in their heart, you know, to come up with crucifixion and to perfect it like they did?
And Jesus died for them, died for the very people that drove the nails. My hands on the nail, died for them, died for me. That's the amazing and unbelievable, really, fact of grace that we celebrate today.
Jim, in your column, you talk about the four whys of Easter. We got about 4 minutes, so maybe that's appropriate. Let's address that. I think it's important for our audience to hear. I love how you broke this down. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, the first why of Easter, why was Jesus born? Why didn't he show up at the age of 33, right? It's so that he could experience everything we do and we could know he did. He went through everything we've gone through, faced every temptation we faced, yet without sin. Had he simply appeared and died, we wouldn't know that. He was born to show that he could be born again in us. Second why of Easter, I think, not just the what, but the why. Why did he have to die? Why can't God simply forgive us the way you and I forgive each other? Well, sin separates us from God. Sin leads to death. Like cutting off a flower causes the flower to die. The debt of sin is death. The only one who could pay my debt, because he had no debt of his own to pay, was the sinless Son of God. Somebody had to pay my debt or I would have to pay it. Only Jesus could pay it. That's why he had to die, so that I don't. So that when I die, I don't. And I can spend eternity with the Father in heaven. Why did he die on a cross? We've talked about that, to demonstrate the depth of God's unbelievable grace and love for us. Why was he raised from the dead? Why was that necessary? To prove that he was the Son of God, to prove that he was Messiah, and to prove that as he rose, we will rise one day. That's the fact and the promise of Easter.
And that, you know, in going back and considering Jesus as the perfect sacrifice, you know, without sin, here he is, fully God, fully man, and he offers himself up in our place that we might be saved. And it had to be Jesus. It couldn't have been anybody else, as you said. We couldn't get on the cross and save ourselves. It had to be Jesus because he, as God had shown us throughout history, is there is, you know, when it comes to a sacrifice and an offering to God, it is holy. It is sanctified. It is perfect. You can't go out there and just grab any old goat and maybe a sheep that, you know, wasn't all that great and you had kind of set aside. In fact, you weren't even thinking maybe you would even eat the meat of the sheep because it wasn't all that good. No, you had to. You had to offer that which was perfect and righteous to a holy God. And here it is, the Son of God himself, holy and righteous, fully so, offering his life, you know, to redeem us. It just blows me away.
It's a miracle of grace.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the miracle of grace. No one else has ever claimed that. With all due respect, Muhammad never claimed that. Buddha never claimed that. Only Jesus, the sinless Son, a Son, and therefore the sinless sacrifice.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. How many of them would have suffered like Jesus for their followers?
Yeah.
I mean, when you really break it down like that, this is what astounds me. And it's also why, in a sense, why Jesus kind of, you know, kind of looked at the Jewish people at the time when they were saying, hey, look, if you'll give us a sign, we'll believe you. It's like, wait a minute, there's signs all over the place here. And it just takes one more sign, right?
That's the ultimate sign, isn't it? The ultimate proof of God's love. I love this saying, though, where someone asked the Lord, Lord, how much do you love me? Jesus reached out his arms and said, this much, and died.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And look what happened on Easter Sunday. When we thought all was lost, you know, the apostles, his disciples, everybody thought all was lost. But as Tony Campola has become famous for saying, and we will feature that interview on Good Friday. It was Friday. But Sunday's coming, isn't it? We always look forward to Sunday. Amen.
Every day is Easter now.
Amen.
Every day is Easter. Don't live on Good Friday. Live on Easter Sunday.
You got it. Dr. Jim Dennison has been with us. Jim, as always, appreciate it. God bless. Happy Easter.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Lucas Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With recent shootings in Atlanta, Georgia, and Boulder, Colorado, some politicians want to infringe on the Second Amendment. Louisiana Senator Republican John Kennedy says you don't stop drunk drivers by taking all the sober drivers off the road. The senator continues on Fox News.
In my judgment, we do not need more gun control. We need more idiot control.
Two accused leaders of the Proud Boys militia group on Tuesday pleaded not guilty to multiple criminal charges related to their alleged role in the occupation of the U.S. Capitol. At a federal court hearing in Washington, D.C., Ethan Norden of Washington State and Joseph Biggs of Florida both pleaded not guilty to riot-related charges. Conservative Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed victory following Israel's fourth election in less than 2 years. Projections based on exit polls from Israel's three leading broadcasters, which could change, all show Netanyahu winning. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and it looks like the American people are slowly but surely catching on to this Biden administration. I'll tell you, it's all coming to the forefront here. We've got 50% of America, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, not very happy with President Biden's job performance. This is just what's being laid out. And really, it's bad enough with what's happening with the border. You know, of course, the non-crisis that's happening at the border. It's bad enough when you think about how compromised we have become regarding our national security. It's like Barack Obama deja vu one more time. You know, what's happening, how the communist Chinese are licking their chops and how they embarrassed us in this recent confab that they had, right? And I think in some sense embarrassing us, we embarrassed ourselves going into it, because it's not like we have been, as a country, that we have been the bastions of morality and human decency. I mean, we're calling the kettle black here and throwing stones in glass houses, so... Hey, in part, I think we deserve, you know, some of the comments that the Chinese threw our way. But, you know, what are we going to do about it? We're going to try to defend the indefensible and take a stand on that. Look at, you know, America started based on a dream, a God-given dream and aspiration. And along the way now, as we've come into this postmodern world that thinks that... somehow we're just going to tell God, hey, thanks for the blessings. We'll see you later. We'll take it from here. Really? And look what's happening. We can't even figure out if men should play in women's competitions or not. We're so upside down. Our money is being invested in things that are not, you know, that are not fruitful. They're purposely destructive and non-life-giving. And here we are as citizens of this great, once great country. I believe that we're so compromised right now. It's hard to talk about the greatness of America as it stands right now because of all these incongruities that we have, because we are just like the children of Israel years ago in the desert, are seeing things according to our own eyes. We don't need God. We can handle it from here. Well, as they say, a majority of Americans not very happy with the Biden administration, from COVID response to our southern border crisis, gas prices arising, and national security threats. Well, here to talk about it with us is Craig Huey, my good friend, the coordinator and speaker for the Election Forum and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Report. Hey, Craig, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
It's great to be with you, Bill. And what you just said is so true and so powerful. It's time right now to reclaim the American dream, because it's disappearing.
Yes.
The hope for the future, as people are beginning to see the crumbling internationally and domestically, our economy, our social structure, this is a very dangerous time for every American who wants to take a look at the future, because the future is being destroyed by a socialist mentality, driven by the bureaucrats who are ideologically driven to be able to transform America. You had mentioned, Bill, about it's like coming back to Obama. This is Obama on steroids.
Right. Well, even Obama, I saw a tape last night where he was interviewed, and they asked him if he would be interested in a third, a third round, a third term as president. He said, well, not directly. He says, but if I could be in the background, you know, on a microphone talking into somebody's ear, that would be my ideal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from his lips to our ears and Joe Biden's ears, that seems to be happening. Just saying.
Yeah, it's like the puppet president that we have, who's got, again, people pushing and you know, he ran as somebody who was going to solve America's problems. He was running as a person who was going to reconcile, the conflicts of America. And that has not been the case. But what has been the case is ideologically driven policies that are really destroying the fabric of our economy and our society.
Exactly. Well, when he talked about the fundamental transformation, remember, and many of us said, from what to what? What are you talking about? Fundamental transformation. And you had all these people, like a bunch of, drunken SEALs, just clapping and supporting. And it's like, did you hear what he said? It kind of reminded me, Craig. I remember attending a concert, and was a Hispanic group, Mana, and they were at Anaheim at the Pond, and performing there, 18,000 people or so, and they're talking about their vision for America, or California particularly, and how they dreamed that once again California would be part of Mexico. And the people were all applauding. I go, are you idiots? What are you talking? Do you realize how bad Mexico is, and you want California to be just as corrupt? Really?
That's the problem. Socialism, collectivism, statism has failed everywhere in the world throughout history. It's the American dream of freedom, the ability of people to make choices on their own, the people to be able to worship freely, to have start a business, to grow a business, to be able to get the job of their choice, to be able to make their own decisions. That's being eroded and taken away.
Exactly.
Everything that you're hearing coming out of Washington and out of many of these pro-socialist state governments are controlling the people and their choices, a nanny state that is a failed state and is going to be destructive to not only our kids and our grandkids, but for the future. We've got to reverse this, Bill. This has to change. And people listening, they're all part of the what needs to be happening to reclaim that American dream.
Yeah, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. That's really what it comes down to. The line is drawn. And when you talk about these failed states and these failed governments, it's more than that, Craig, because what happens, and people, lest they forget, or maybe there's the scrubbing of historic fact, you know, from Facebook and Twitter and Google and all this other stuff, is that it is more than devastating. I mean, we're talking millions of people dying at the hands of these supposed well-meaning governments that are going to come in and, you know, give you free stuff and make sure that you have a guaranteed income, that there's equity, that all those mean rich people, those mean white guys, you know, supposedly who have, you know, taken over the country. And you sit there and you look in this country and you see all the immigrants who have risen, you know, from zero to hero. And only in America could they have possibly done this. And all that is marginalized. It's set aside. It's reduced. And meanwhile, these same immigrants who came from these oppressive governments are going, say what? Well, what are you doing here? Do you even realize the danger that you're playing with? And to your point, Craig, you know, we've been warned time and again that it's not so much an existential threat as much as it is domestic. I mean, we have forces, whether we're talking about Barack Obama or Kamala Harris and others, that Trevor Loudon has reported on, over 100 card-carrying Democratic socialists. I mean, their ideal is not the Constitution, but yet they pledge to serve and protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, what happens if you are, you know, you are the very own enemy that you're supposed to resist?
You know, Bill, I think one of the problems that people have to understand is that we're under attack in so many ways, it's hard to pinpoint what the most dangerous are. We're aware of the biased media. But what's going on in the schools is unbelievable.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's bring that back when we get together again. More from Craig Huey after this.
Okay.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quick as we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right.
Clog the toilet?
Right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed to 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Craig Huey is with us, the coordinator and speaker of the Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Report. Craig, you know, off air we were talking about, you know, both you and I, you know, traveling back and forth from east to west and the clear differences in the states, you know, what is going on in California, the oppression that's here. It's almost like this dark funk over the state, which is unbelievable to me. I mean, this is where I was raised, where I grew up, and to see the people here, how oppressed they are, how fearful they are in buying into what the mainstream media has been telling them. You know, forget about empirical evidence, forget about any critical thought or even some reason here. People are just scared out of their wits to such a degree that, boy, you know, if you're not wearing a mask, I mean, you know, they want you to have multiple masks, but if you're not even wearing the mask correctly, or if you lower the mask to put some food in your mouth or take a drink, they almost hyperventilate.
They do. And Bill, you know, the listeners right now, it depends what state they're in.
Yes.
You know, if they're in a lockdown state and they're listening to the social media and they're listening to the regular media, the biased media, and they're listening to their politicians, they have a worldview that's different than those who are in free states like Texas and Florida,
right.
Tennessee. Where, you know, we do not have fear of being outside without a mask. We don't have fear of going to church and praising God with other people and listening to studies about Jesus Christ. We do not have a fear about being in an office space working together and having people in business and growing jobs. And then I go to California. And the contrast is almost like when I went to Cuba and I spoke at underground churches in Cuba.
Right.
And when I did that, the oppression and the feeling of fear was so great and worried about people turning people in. When I was in California, I was worried about people turning me in for not having a mask.
Yeah.
I had somebody coming up to me, Bill, telling me where I was going down a place called Manhattan Beach, right on the ocean with a fresh ocean breeze.
Right.
They're saying, "Oh, you can't go walk down here. They're going to give you a $500 ticket the second they see you. There's an army of people who have been deputized as citizens going out giving tickets. And I went to restaurants that had been opened illegally. Mm. I went to churches in California that were open illegally. I mean, it's a fear. Mm. You know, when I was riding in a car with a driver, he told me he wore his mask when he was outside, when he was in the car, because Dr. Fauci and Governor Newsom told him to do so.
Right.
And when I talked to him about, why and tried to reason with him, he was trying to be obedient. He didn't want to hear the logic.
Right.
And we talked about Rand Paul challenging Dr. Fauci and challenging him that if you already had the disease, if you already been vaccinated, you don't need to have a mask. Even if the mask works or doesn't work, you don't need to have a mask. And Dr. Fauci gave the pushback. This guy's perception was, well, he's just a senator. I don't care if he's a doctor. He's just a senator. I listen to Dr. Fauci.
Right.
It's brainwashing of a whole group of people who are being compliant, and their perception of reality is so distorted. And that's happening in schools. That's happening in the general population. And it really is. If anybody in California or Minnesota or New York come to Florida, it's like, where am I?
Yeah.
These people are crazy.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing, the brain damage of America's, especially residents in blue states. It is so extensive. Now, I'm going to say something, because I'm going to use Donald Trump's name, and we know as soon as you use Donald Trump's name, half of America bristles, and whatever he says is invalid. But the truth of the matter is he warned us. He said, do not let the cure be worse than the disease.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look what's happening in blue states in particular. The numbers of people who are committing suicide, younger people committing suicide. I mean, it's not that COVID is, devastating younger people. It's more the effects of COVID, and go ahead.
Yeah, well, we have an epidemic of depression.
Yes.
So suicide, yes, but depression also. We have an epidemic of people who are becoming non-functional, addicts on pills, on alcohol, on drugs. And it's a reaction to this lockdown, and it's particularly with the kids, but it's anybody in their 20s and 30s and up to. This is the consequences are been horrific.
Right.
You have churches where people haven't been in fellowship, haven't been in worship, haven't been studied for a year, and they're totally disconnected from the body of Christ.
Exactly.
You have businesses. In California, the unemployment rate is close to 10%. In Tennessee and Florida, we're down to 2-3%.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people not able to work, not able to find a job. You've seen businesses that are crushed. In Tennessee, we've got a vibrant restaurant industry because restaurants are open. In California, 40% of the restaurants have gone out of business. And we'll never come back.
Never come back. And all those jobs that are lost and everything. I mean, this is just beyond devastating. And the thing is that my question, Craig Huey, is who's orchestrating all this? And to what end?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because there are forces behind all this that are, what they have done in holding Americans hostage. And it is amazing how America is being, controlled, how we're being conditioned, because it's like, well, look at if they can get us to do this with this situation with COVID, what's the next susceptible thing that we are liable to swallow?
Bill, that's one of the best questions you could ask, because think of it this way. These governors, like Newsom, Cuomo, and all these different governors in the lockdown state, have amassed such incredible power over their state economy, over the lives of the individuals. In fact, because of the devastation, people are now so dependent upon the government and government handouts. Instead of being independent and trying to earn a living, their whole focus now is how do I maximize how much money I can get?
Exactly.
It's become a dependency upon this nanny state. It's become a dependency in the road to serfdom, in a road to socialism, in a road to transforming this economy. Is taking away initiative and freedom and choices.
Yes, self-responsibility. Exactly.
Yeah.
Craig, you know, the thing is that people need to ask themselves for just a moment, if you find yourself, you know, suddenly, you know, relying so much on the government and instinctively you go, wait a minute, this could be a problem. Yes, it is a problem more than you realize, because look at, out of this near $2 trillion of money, the stimulus money, less than 10% went to COVID-related relief. The rest of it went to pet projects. This is what your government does. This is what the Democratic Party does. They do this time and again. They heal. They end up healing these, these blue states that are so inefficient, that have wasted the people's money. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the Democratic Party takes care of their own at the people's expense. And the thing is that it's not your generation. It's not even the next generation. We're talking future generations of liability brought to you by the Democratic Party. So if you think you can rely on them, good and luck.
Yeah. You know, Bill, here's the thing. That stimulus package that everybody is so excited about is almost like taking drugs and being addictive. It's hooking people, but it's destructive. It's terribly destructive because what's happened, several of the things, just quickly, several of the things that have happened with that, you have businesses that can't hire people. They have job openings, but people are getting more money for not working now. Mm-hmm. You have states that overspent, were irresponsible, and their debt has been wiped away. So a responsible state like Florida is bailing out an irresponsible state like New York.
Exactly.
And their debt is going away. That day of reckoning has been postponed and enabling them to continue their failed policies. You have a whole situation where this money is going to political activists with Obamacare and the vaccination and different things. They are raising up an army of people that can register people to vote and create a system to affect the next election. You have money that's going to, you know, political-oriented communities.
Look at how many billions went to abortion.
Yeah.
How is abortion part of the COVID?
It's not. And so this whole thing is the biggest nightmare you can think of, and the sadness I have is that there are people who they call themselves Christians, call
yes.
themselves responsible business people, call themselves good parents,
yeah.
and they were fooled.
Exactly. Craig Huey, we're out of time. Well, thank you.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.